Good evening, Brendan. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. You're gearing up for a big, big, big weekend in the Lansing area, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Tomorrow is the 17th annual Be a Tourist in Your Own Town, and we are very excited.
Well, how did this get started? It was 17 years and going strong, and I know it gets bigger and bigger every year. Where did this idea come from?
That's a great question. You know, something that is 17 years old, when you look back at how it began, it starts seeming a little bit like legend. But the way that it was explained to me is an individual came into Lansing via the Capital City Airport, got into a cab, and asked the cab driver, they're new, you know, obviously the person visiting is new to the greater Lansing area, and so they asked the cab driver, a Lansing resident, you know, what is there to do in Greater Lansing? What's going on around here? What's fun? And the cab driver said, nothing. Just not that much going on. And so that person was in town for a business meeting. Well, that business meeting brought them to the convention center, and they told that story and shared that story, and it got around to the individuals at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, who take great stock in the fact that there is quite a bit to do in the Greater Lansing area, both for meetings attendees, residents, and leisure attendees. So we got to work building an event all around finding out for Greater Lansing residents all there is to see and do in the area.
Well, and that's a great story as well. I talked with Tracy Padat the other day on another issue that we'll talk about as well, the over-the-edge rappelling down Bogie Tower. She and I talked for a few minutes. And this event is so wonderful because early on, I've been in the Lansing area for a long time, and every year when this comes up and I see from the passports the events that are going on, and I think, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was around. And again, I've lived here for 20-some years. So it's an amazing way to reintroduce yourself and get reacquainted with an awful lot to do in the Lansing area, isn't it?
It really is. What we are always saying is it's time to find out how much you really know about Greater Lansing, not what you heard someone said about a given attraction, or even what you saw yourself 5, 10, 6 years ago, whatever it may happen to be. It's a great event for anyone new to the region, looking to find out what's out there, and it's a great event to remind those of us that have lived in Lansing a long time all there is to see and do.
Well,
now,
yeah.
Not only the things that you may remember,
mm-hmm.
but brand new things that have come up. In fact, this year, we have quite a few new stops in Be a Tourist in Your Own Town. Some of them are things that are new offerings to the Greater Lansing region. For example, Metro Marinas, which are boat tours that go up and down the river in downtown Lansing. Just things like that to keep yourself fresh and know what's going on.
I never heard of that one. See, right now, already a new one. I love that because the city is beautiful from on the river. It's really fun.
It really is. It really is. And there's neat things for an entire family. You can go, and this year also new is Royal Scott Golf and Bowl is offering a free game of bowling and free shoe rental for everyone with a passport.
Wow.
Fun Time Adventure Golf is offering a free round of miniature golf. And, you know, just things like that. Your dollar passport, a family of, you know, 5 can go to that. And for the money they spent on their passport and the 50 cents that they spend to ride CATA, they can do something that would cost a family, you know, $100, frankly, for all of the things that you might do. So it's a great savings for families and a great reminder to the parents of all there is to do.
What are some of the events or places they can visit? I mean, you've mentioned a couple that I wasn't even aware of. Royal Scott, I know of. The Metro Marinas is really cool. That's something I will check out. What are some of the other areas? I know Old Town is big, a big part of this celebration as well. But what are some of the highlights or things that we might not be aware of?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned Old Town. That's kind of the arts and culture heart of Greater Lansing. So all of the galleries will be open down there, as well as many shops. But they're also doing a neat event called Chalk of the Town, where 30 different individuals and sometimes groups of people, but 30 different teams, if you will, of chalk artists from all over the state are going to be coming to do really elaborate chalk drawings all over the streets of Old Town. So as you're walking around and checking out the galleries, you got to be sure and stop and look down at the art that's being created right at your feet. So that's a neat thing that we're doing. Obviously, some favorites are still involved, ones that have been there from the beginning being Impression 5 Science Center, which, while it's been in Lansing a long time, there's always new exhibits, Potter Park Zoo, Michigan Historical Museum, the automotive history of Greater Lansing will be on display big time with the Ari Olds Museum and some motor tour type of things that are going on there. So really something for everybody.
Well, absolutely. I mentioned off the top or early on talking about this Over the Edge. Another fun thing, if you happen to be downtown, it's a fundraiser, and you folks are going to be rappelling more than 60-some. What's the number up to at this point?
It is right there around 60 individuals
okay.
that we've got.
Go ahead.
Yep, we've got them all set up, and basically they are going to be rappelling down the side of Lansing's tallest building, the 23-story Bogie Tower, and that's something that's really neat to see. Last year was the first time we did it, and this year is actually going to be the last time the Team Lansing Foundation is going to do the event. So something definitely to see that's really unusual.
Oh, very definitely. Now, the Board of Water Light Chili Cook-Off also happens over this weekend as well, kind of all in this tourist in a town.
It does. That happens later on Saturday night, so you know, literally, you could start off in the morning. Our event obviously starts at 10 o'clock, and mm-hmm. you could go all day long to all different attractions all over town. And then if you end up staying downtown towards the end of the day would be a good decision, because then you can sit on the Capitol lawn and watch folks rappel down the side of the building, which is an exciting thing to see. And then you'd be right down there along the Riverwalk for the chili cook-off. So it's just a really great weekend for Greater Lansing.
And the weather is supposed to hold for us as well. Tell folks where they can get this passport and more information, Brendan.
Absolutely. Participants need to purchase a dollar passport from either the AAA office across from Frandorf, the Kresge Art Museum, CATA Transportation Center, NCG Cinemas in Eastwood Town Center, Celebration Cinema, the Lansing Art Gallery, Impression 5 Science Center, Art Council of Greater Lansing. These are all places that you can purchase them, but given that the event is tomorrow, you can also buy your passports on the day of at several information stations that are located around Lansing, one in Old Town, one over by Lansing Community College, one over at CATA, and one over by the Michigan Historical Museum.
Well, you certainly made it accessible for folks, and I guarantee people who take advantage of some of these different venues that you'll discover all kinds of wonderful things in the Lansing area that you didn't even know existed before. I mentioned to Tracy the other day, Brendan, that had some friends in from out of town, and I took them to see some things that I wouldn't normally do and loved every minute of it. I mean, just like visiting the Capitol, yeah, it's right here, but I don't think to go do that myself on a regular basis. And they were impressed, and boy, so was I.
That's right. Some of those things are just so close up, you always feel like, oh, that's so close to me, I could always go to that. But because that's so convenient, you never make the trip to do it because it's right in your face. So sometimes it's those things that you miss, and you're right. What you said is, you know, we want to have people become ambassadors for the region. So the more you, as a Greater Lansing resident, become a fan of this area, you can then promote it to your friends and family and encourage them to come visit and talk up the town, and you end up with pride in the region, and they see something neat, and really everybody wins.
Well, absolutely, and I guess the hope is that cab drivers can't ever say that anymore, right?
That's right. It takes a long time to change people's mindset, and now that we're in 17 years, I think we've done a good job of that, and people can come out and see Greater Lansing on its best day tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. It goes on through tomorrow or Saturday?
Saturday.
That's okay. I don't mind getting ahead a day to the weekend. Believe me, I'm right there with you, Brendan. I don't mind that at all. So they can run around to all the locations and grab that passport for a dollar. It's the best thing going. Brendan, thank you so much for telling us all about this amazing event. Looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.